In the studio with me now,
we've got Oz.
Now, you're in this morning to talk about versatile flooring because, well, I called you, didn't I, to come round my house because my missus wants some hardwood flooring in the front room. And we got you round to give us a quote and all the rest of it. And I've got to say, it's quite a reasonable quote, very, very reasonable quote. Now, I wanted the personal touch because I wanted somebody to spend time on the flooring. I had a concrete front for the car outside. And I got a friend of mine to do it who charged me more than he would do than somebody else would, purely because I wanted the foundations. I know the foundations for that are very, very important. And is it the same with the flooring that you put down?
Yes, extremely. I mean, with flooring, the start is getting the right DPMs. You know, it's the preparation, you know, it's the subfloor works. You've got to make sure you get that spot on, because otherwise, later on down the line, your floor will start to lift. It will cause problems, especially if you start, you know, with a solid wood flooring. If you're on a concrete base, you've got to make sure you use a liquid DPM and the right latex that goes over that, because otherwise, you know, you will just get a lot of problems down the line, and it's going to cause, you know, callback after callback. You know, I've been doing this for 21 years now, and I know the right products to use, the right materials, and we make sure, you know, all our work's guaranteed. We give a 25-year manufacture guarantee on all our products. We give a you know, a 2-year fitting guarantee as well. So we've got to make sure what we do is guaranteed, and we've got to use the right products.
Now, I was quite shocked when I sat in when we had a cup of tea in my front room. You give a 25-year guarantee on the flooring you put down.
Yeah.
That's so phenomenal.
That is, because, you know, that's covered also by the manufacturers. You know, we're also on their stockist with all the manufacturers. And, you know, we're carefully picked. And it's same with our fitters, you know. You know, we make sure we use the best fitters around. I know you might, you know, hear that a lot from a lot of companies that, you know, they say that. But, you know, our fitters are vetted. You know, they've been, some of our fitters have been with us over 15 years. Some of them I've trained up myself. You know, I'm a fitter myself. And, you know, all the fitters that we use are highly qualified. And, you know, we don't hardly get any callbacks from any of our jobs that we do, and we haven't done for, you know, for years. So, and, you know, we offer great customer care as well. You know, any issues, we're straight on it within 24 hours. And, you know, we do a lot of work locally, and we're trying to build that custom base as well. You know, trying to get back into the, you know, back in the domestic market.
You know, I was quite shocked at the mathematics that was involved in working out how many I don't know the terminology, so you'll have to excuse me.
Yeah.
The parquet floor, if you wanted like a parquet sort of floor, and you knew exactly how many boxes to you just measured up, bish, bash, bosh, oh, well, it's X amount.
Yeah, and again, that goes down to experience. You know, been doing it for a long time. And with parquet flooring, you know, it's extremely specialist. There's a lot of people out there go, oh, you know, it's only parquet. But it takes a lot of work. I mean, someone very skilled to do such a job like that, especially you having to cut the borders in, you know, and you've got to get that right, because it could be extremely expensive if you get it wrong.
Well, we had a couple of other quotes. Hope you don't mind me asking for other quotes. And you buy the fitter and the person that, and the company you're buying from. That's the bottom line of it all. We want this to stay down. And this is why I've asked you on the show, because your expertise in this area is absolutely phenomenal. You get the sense as soon as you talk to you know what you're doing, because you've done it for so long. With the other people, they were very sort of, well, you know, quite a little bit vague. And
Do you know what it is? I think you find with a lot of companies that they go out and either they're not fitters or they're salesmen. And the difference is with me, I'm a fitter, so I know what I'm talking about. You know, many jobs I'll go around, I'll speak to the customer, and they go, oh, you know what you're talking about, because I'm a fitter myself, doing it for 21 years. And, you know, you can't buy that experience. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, customers, you know, they want a good job, and, you know, and it's worth paying that little bit more to get a good job, and you know it's going to last. I mean, the floor is what you live on.
It is, yeah. You're walking all over it constantly.
So, you know, the first thing you see when you walk in a room is, you know, it's a bit of a wow factor. You know, we understand it's a luxury product, so it can be quite pricey. But, you know, we try and work with people with their budgets and what they can afford and their affordability. So, you know, we're here to help, you know, customers choose the right floor.
But, I mean, with parquet flooring, it's if it's done wrong, it starts to drift apart. I've seen this in so many people's houses. Starts to drift apart.
It's all to do with expansion. Did you know what it is sometimes, though? You know, if you don't use the right DPM, you get any moisture that comes up through the floor,
yeah.
that can be an issue. We've had it before in the past where customers, they're clean, a bucket of water spilt, yeah. and they call us up and go, well, I don't know what's happened here. I'll tell you a prime example. We had a customer in Brentwood phoned us up saying, oh, there's the floor's stained in this certain area. So we've gone, all right, don't worry. We send someone around, we replace the blocks that are stained.
Yeah.
Anyway, as the blocks are being stained, it was cat wee.
We could smell. No.
And what had happened is...
Oh, my word.
And in fact, we was there. Why would the guys were replacing the boards, the blocks, the cat was actually in the corner weeing again. So caught her red-handed. Yeah.
Give away.
Yeah, exactly. And and the customer's like, well, I don't know what's happened there then.
No, it's like mystery.
Yeah.
It's just appeared.
It just appeared. So we get a lot of that as well. And, customers have got all the tricks, but we've seen them all before.
I've got to tell you this little story, very similar to what you said. I used to be a jeweller in Hatton Garden, and somebody brought a ring back. It was a half a carat diamond. Brought a ring back. Excuse me, this I'm a hairdresser, and I wear this, and we put shampoo on it and all the rest of it, and there's a little black mark in the stone. So I had a look under it. Yes, there is a little black mark on the stone. She said, well, it's working its way to the surface. So I've gone, that's impossible, it doesn't do that. So I've called the owner up. She said, Peter, yeah, have a look at that. He went, what's the problem with that? So let the lady explain again. Little black mark in the diamond, and it's working its way towards the surface. He said, lady, that's been there for 10,000 years at least. There's no way, since you've had it in the last fortnight, it's working its way to the surface. So it's a typical...
Yeah.
You must come across loads of that. You're talking about the stains.
We do. We get a lot of the stain... in the kitchen, especially with flooring, you've got to make sure you use a floor that has the right finish.
Yeah, yeah.
And we get all the product, oil splash, which the stains.
You can understand, oil, yeah, yeah.
So, oil gets extremely hot and it's going to penetrate through no matter what material you use. So we always say to customers, you've got to take that care and attention. You've got to make sure you look after it and just be careful.
Yeah.
And it is a raw material.
Yeah.
These things can go wrong. So, again, it's just educating the customers on how to look after their floors, how to care for it. We're always there at the end of the... End of the line, if they've got any issues, give us a call, and we'd always go around and advise them what we think's best to do. So there's never a time where we don't go around there, we don't call our customers back.
Yeah, yeah.
And we offer a great customer service, and we always have done. So that is the main core of our business as well, just to make sure peace of mind for customers if they do choose us to go around to do their floors, that we're always at the end of the phone.
Well, me and the missus are going to go with you. You're flooring down for
Thank
us.
You.
But I thought it was such a fascinating subject that you just take for granted that we'd get you in just sit and have a chat about this, the flooring.
Yeah.
And how many different types of flooring do you actually do like this?
Well, we've got in our showroom over in Hutton, we've got over 200 different samples of flooring, which with a lot of customers, that could be quite daunting because they kind of go, wow, where do we start?
Yeah, yeah.
So the way we do it, we when a customer comes in, we speak to them first and we ask what colours they like. And we just show them based on the colours they like. And sometimes we ask them what their budget is, and we try and work to that as well.
Yeah, yeah.
With flooring types, we do LVTs, which is a luxury vinyl tile, which, the likes of Amteco and Carndean, and, we're stockers for them. We also do cars. We're stockers for cars. We have been for about 2-3 months now. So we've got all the main brands out there in our showroom. So, and also we've got stuff that comes from France, from Holland, which are some really, really nice stuff depending on your budget.
Yeah.
We've got woods coming all over the place. So we try and stick to European stuff. But we're not going to lie, there's some stuff that does come from China.
Yeah.
But again, it all depends on the budget.
Yeah. Most of the stuff.
Most stuff, yeah.
I'm looking at
We're not going to lie.
No, screens, all the computer.
Yeah.
It all comes from China eventually, doesn't it?
Some of the stuff that comes from there, the manufacturing is second to none. Stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
as you know, my front room's 15 by 15. So how long, because I didn't ask you this, how long will it take to go down if we clear the room completely? How long to put the
That's so key. So key thing about it is to make sure the room's clear, because a lot of fitters do like to have a moan when they turn up on a job and the room's full up with furniture.
That's the worst nightmare I could imagine.
Well, it could take twice as long to do a job.
Of course it will, yeah.
So, you know, when a fitters turn up, you know, room's clear, subfloor prep work. So normally, you know, if we're going to put a liquid DPM, that's a day to dry, then latex, come back. So a room to fit, a room that size fit as parquet, 2 to 3 days. If it was engineered plank, it'd be done within half a day.
That was fantastic. Yeah. Well, Oz, I'm going to be seeing you again soon, or one of your fitters if you're standing around.
Yeah.
If anybody's listening that wants to book a parquet flooring or whatever and wants to come down and see you, have you got a telephone number for us?
Yes, so our contact number is 0844 800 9082, or they can go on our website, which is www.versatilewood.co.uk.
Fantastic. Oz, thank you so much for coming in, and I'll speak to you soon.